Hey, we're live on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and I want to say good morning, happy Monday to everyone out there. And it was a great morning. It was a long morning. I've been up since pre-5, so I've already been working for 3.5 hours. So not just working, but walking the dog and having a good day. It's a good Monday. I want to wish you all the best. And today on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, I want to talk about, I was listening to Metacast podcast with Josh and Bob, and they were talking about self-advocating. And I wanted to give a little twist. I want to give some practical. I mean, they talk about, oh, you should do this. And part of our show here in the 5 a.m. Master Scrum is not only say you should do this, here's some tactics and tips that you can do that. Some, pointed stuff that you can use to how you can get there. And I'm going to share some of my experiences, mentoring experience that I've had. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we're going to talk about do a little self-advocation, act as your future self in this episode. And we do this so you can bring value to both your customer and yourself, to not work so hard to get there and have a little fun along the way. Oh, we already got a comment already. Oh boy, that was quick. Rob, I have gotten a lot done as well this morning. Okay, Rob, good. So it's funny. We started a thing where we start pestering each other at 5 a.m. in the morning. Who knows? Maybe that'll be a future thing. Let's see. I got an idea. But that's another topic on my backlog, right? Got to manage that backlog. So this morning, I was listening to Bob and Josh on their Metacast podcast show, which I totally recommend. I listen to a lot of stuff. I just don't listen to myself, because that would be just weird. Anyway, they were talking about self-advocating and how, you know, some people would talk about just letting things support them. And I want to take it to a different level, a different thought process, where if you look into all these self-made videos. Oh, and by the way, I should put, because tomorrow night, I'll put our USA jobs. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, is when we do the Tuesday night show, where I look at all the agile posts out there for jobs and share what's going on in the industry as far as maybe some Twitter stuff that's out there and job postings and LinkedIn. So anyway, so it's rolling, scrolling across the bottom of the screen if you're watching the video version. But as they were talking about, I want to say, you know, one of the things they talk about, in order to get promoted in a company or get to your next spot, you have to act already in that position. It's not that it's just going to come. You have to think that you're there and start acting that way. And one of those things, and one of the techniques I do, I've always done, just because I just do it. It's like this whole channel is about that. How do I share greater in a company? How do I have more visibility? How do I not depend on just my supervisor to tell everyone else what I know or how I can benefit the company? Well, there's a couple things you can do. And I'm going to give you a couple of them today that I've used in the past for myself. One, probably should have wrote these in the bullet, but it is what it is. So one, I do a little email share to the people that I coach, all the teams, scrum masters, depending where I'm at, different levels. Sometimes I do it to the agile leadership group. Sometimes I do it to everyone. It depends how big that email list would be. If it's where I coach as an enterprise coach, agile servant leaders, right? Then I'll do a post for them. If it's just my team, or maybe one or two teams, if I'm scrum master, I'll just share them with them. And in this email, it's just one little thing. It's not what I've learned. You don't put a lot of stuff because one, no one reads it, and two, it's too much information. So you just put one little tidbit in there. Once a week, every 2 weeks, whatever, you don't do too often, but you get in a regular cadence so they know that you're there and that you have this expertise and you have some things you can share, lessons learned, things like that. And as I mentioned last week, I kind of called one of our sessions was Applied Agile Series, right? I like the word applied because it's stuff you can apply. It's just not all textbook stuff. But you can do, call it whatever you will, anything you want, use your thing. Then sharing this information, one, advocates for yourself, elevates you past just your level, but gives you a broader stroke and sharing your information. So now you're acting more like an agile coach. How does an agile coach do this? How does an enterprise coach go? Right. So you're sending out a little email. So that's really simple. And it shouldn't be all elaborate with lots of graphics and take 10 weeks to do. It's something you draft in 15, 20 minutes. And if you can't do that, you're not there yet. Right. Until you can draft that in 15, 20 minutes, you're just not there. You just need to work a little more, get a little more experience to get there. The next thing you can do is you can host a chat, right? You can be on your system and say, I'm putting up an Agile chat channel. In there, you can ask me any questions about Agile. I will reply, you know, try to help you out. You can talk among your coworkers. If you don't already have an Agile chat channel for your company, you might want to just do one for yourself. Even if there's a company-wide one, you can make your presence out there. If it's not being used, maybe you need to make one yourself for your monitor, or maybe you take over the monitoring role of your corporate one if it looks like it's dead, because there's a lot of ones I've seen were pretty much dead, or they limited their group so much that not everyone could benefit from it. Maybe you should do it, open up to everyone, right? Because what we do is we talk to everyone. So all levels, right? So maybe you open it up. So maybe you open the chat. So there's two, that's two so far. One, you do a little simple little email that you send out every 2 weeks or so. Just something you can draft 15, 20 minutes, not like crazy. Let's build an elaborate thing. You can set up a chat channel that you can share your expertise. Now this gets promoting. This is self-advocating. Who's this Greg Mester, right? That's out there doing this, you know, outside our realm. Oh boy. Oh, what are you going to do? Fire you? No, they might get jealous, but you got to cover yourself, right? And a third one you could do is, I talked about it last week, is set up a series, an open session. I called it in the last group, we called it the Applied Agile series, where I would host every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, once a month. I think once a month too far. 3 weeks is okay. I'd rather do it every 2 weeks, but somewhere between whatever cadence you get, every 3 weeks, every 2 weeks, whatever, and invite people to attend, talk about a topics, facilitate a meeting, put an agenda out there, share something, collect some stuff on your Agile channel, some suggestions that people might want to hear, right? Let them message you, but share that information. Now you're promoting yourself. You're showing some things that you can do. And I'm going to give another one later on. I don't want to take up the whole video on this topic, but you can share that information, do a little self-advocate, get your advertising out to the rest of the group. There's a lot of times I've done this where there's some large companies that I would do like a JIRA open house thing, or show in part of my activities, not just Agile, but maybe JIRA or Azure, whatever system I'm using that time, because I've used most of them and they're pretty much all the same, to be honest with you. There's little nuances, but maybe you share those nuances with people and you go out there and say, hey, here's the dashboard I created. Here's something I've done. Here's how I created it. Here's what I did. I've done that. And next thing I know, I got almost, I think when I left, there was like 450 teams that were using my dashboards across the corporation, right? And people don't know. They're like oblivious to it, but you know who's got there and who they got it from and what's going on. And you get you're advocating for yourself. So they talk about self-advocating. And here's a couple little things that I have done to self-advocate for myself in a way, but also at the same time, sharing with everyone. It's we as a group. And it's a balance of that, right? Because if you don't do that, people aren't going to know what you contribute to the company. There's so much you can do there, but you need to look bigger. So what I was doing was, I wasn't just a Scrum Master. I wasn't just this. I was picturing myself as an Agile coach. What would an Agile coach do? If I want to operate as an Agile coach, how can I do that without breaking barriers or violating some kind of HR thing or something like that? These are some couple things. So I got a biweekly email, an Agile chat channel, which reminds me, I should put that in my new thing, and set up a open house thing on a regular basis, a cadence where people can ask questions as a group, and you get more group thought rather than just some, what do you want to call it, sounding board or echo chamber of your own thoughts. So those are a couple of things you can do to advocate for yourself for your next level. This is how you do it. You got to act. If you look, listen to all these self books, if you look and listen to Bob Proctor, you listen to any one of these people that are gurus, they all say, and they have a truth. You can't expect a promotion. You can't expect a salary increase by doing what you do today. The way you get there is you act like you're at that next level. That's how you get the salary increase, because they're just going to base everything on what they currently rate that job at. Until you elevate your game and act like you would be, I mean, you still got to do your job, but when you act at the next level and do a minor thing, then you get recognized for those salary increases. Then you get recognized for those promotions. Because here's the other thing, and I think I mentioned before, now that you're doing it, you then incorporate that into your experience on your resume, right? Or when you apply for a job, I created this. I do a biweekly email that I send out to everyone. I created the chat channel. I created this open forum to ask questions among how many teams. That's how you get to the next level. It doesn't take anything, but it's easy. And people might, oh, someone else is doing it. Okay, so what? Who cares? They can come to mine and go to yours. There's more than enough stuff because there's so much stuff going on out there and everyone's busy. You never know when people are available to attend an activity, right? So kind of like social media, you have no idea when they're going to be online. I go online on this and do this thing. I don't know. You never know what's expected. Oh, and by the way, the only reason why I was late today, I was wondering, we're at our 993rd episode. And I think I mentioned the other day on Friday, I think our 1,000th episode will probably be about April 12th, I think. And I was kind of curious in my background on my mind, when is my hard drive going to crash from all the videos and all the stuff I've been recording? Well, it happened this morning. Well, it said you maxed out. I had to pull stuff out and transfer. So that's why I was late starting up this morning. I'm like, oh, I got to find my hard drive. And I got to deload stuff off my computer. So you never know. But anyway, by the way, we're on the 993rd episode today and the 1,000th episode's coming up. I have to figure out what special thing to do. I don't know if you have any thoughts of what I should do for my 1,000th episode of this program. Let me know, because I guess it's a big deal. I just do it. But anyway, I get in the cadence and it just happens. But I want to thank you all for your participating, your sharing, because we wouldn't be doing this long if it wasn't for people who share, like, you know, go on YouTube, go on LinkedIn, go on Facebook, go on Instagram, go on Twitter, like it, share it, appreciate anything you give us. You know, I notice even the people that are like millions and millions of subscribers that get all the hits, they promote their site every day. I don't tend to do that, but maybe I need to self-advocate more and ask you all, please like and subscribe to our channels or share with your friends. That would be awesome. With that, I want to say thank you all. You have a great day. Happy scrumming. And don't forget to self-advocate a little bit. And if you want any thoughts on how to set that up or what your confidence, you need something, we do have our Slack channel, which I'm going to put a little ad. I'm going to play the little ad. If you want to join our Slack channel, it's $10 a month, $100 for the year. So you get like, $20 off if you buy a year, which is not bad. That's like over 20% discount. Aha, 1,000. There you go. Hey, Tool. Everything's good, right? Anyway, I want to wish you all the best. Have a great day. I'm going to play the little video, little promo, maybe somehow. There we go. Let's play it. Take care. Bye. Hey, and welcome. Thank you very much from the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show for all your support and activities and contributing to our program. We are starting to offer this Agile Slack channel where Agile people can come together, talk about different aspects. I just wanted to share some of the things we have. Podcasts, masterminding, conferences, job interviews, questions. We do introduction, we do motivation, we talk about Kanban,
product owner QA testing, retrospective, a little bit of everything, celebrating your wins and your agile practices, things that energize you, sharing different things, different programs. And we wanted to bring this because a lot of these social media engines, it's all based on algorithm and not necessarily what you're interested in this way. And this Slack program that you can comment, contribute, and watch and learn from others in the Agile group at your pace at when you want to do. If you're interested, please send me a message. Connect at 5 a.m. Master Scrum. We can go on our website. We have a blog post on how to join our Slack channel. I just want to have a 30-minute conversation, make sure this works for you, because we want people that are active, that are going to come in maybe once a week or every day if you like, but not like once every 6 months. We want to make sure people are active and engaged, and this is beneficial for them and us and everyone in the community. It's $10 a month or $100 for the year. It's not very expensive. It's kind of like going to the gym, working out, but at a pace that's affordable for most people and enough to support the program. So send me a message if you think you're interested, and we hope you do join us. Take care. Bye.
And that's our little plug for the Slack channel. So feel free to join us. Send me a message at connect at 5 a.m. Master Scrum if you're interested in joining the Slack channel. And then later on, we'll do a video. We'll see what works for you. Make sure this is what you want to do, and this will help you, because I don't want people signing up for stuff they're not ready for it. With that, I say, you have an awesome day. Happy scrumming. See you tomorrow. Bye.